Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And a very warm welcome to you all, to St. Cato's and St. Margaret's, for our service of home worship on this second Sunday after Trinity. It's lovely to have you all with us. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, united in prayer, offering our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father, giving thanks for the gift of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus tells us in our Gospel reading today that we are his brothers and sisters if we do the will of the Father. And so we come before him, opening our hearts to him in prayer. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your Spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us into life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia, to the triune majesty.
Lord, you have taught us that all our doings without love are nothing worth. Send your Holy Spirit and pour into our hearts that most excellent gift of love, the true bond of peace and of all virtues, without which whoever lives is counted dead before you. Grant this for your only Son, Jesus Christ's sake, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of Genesis. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you among all animals and among all wild creatures. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A response to Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, so that you may be revered. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning, more than those who watch for the morning. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is great power to redeem. It is he who will redeem Israel from all its iniquities. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. But just as we have the same spirit of faith that is in accordance with Scripture, "I believed and so I spoke," we also believe and so we speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus, and will bring us with you into his presence. Yes, everything is for your sake, so that grace, as it extends to more and more people, may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart. Even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure. Because we look not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Oh, my mother and my brother, says the Lord, whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to Saint Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. And the crowd came together again, so that they could not even eat. When his family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying, "He has gone out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebul, and by the ruler of demons he casts out demons." And he called them to him, and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. But his end has come. For no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man. Then indeed the house can be plundered. Truly I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, "He has an unclean spirit." Then his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside asking for you." And he replied, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We're all familiar with the sayings, "Nobody is perfect," and "We all make mistakes." Both of these sayings recognize that we are all capable of making wrong choices. The capacity to sin has been part of the human condition since the very beginning. The writers of Genesis in our first reading give a theological explanation for this in the account of the fall from God's grace of Adam and Eve, who rebelled against God by eating from the tree forbidden them by God. Adam and Eve personify the human condition and the tendency within all human beings to place themselves rather than God, the giver of life, at the center of their lives. The story of Adam and Eve give a theological explanation for the situation which the writers recognized about their life, that the people had become separated from God. God had created men and women in his own image out of love, but that relationship had become damaged, even fractured, by the capacity and tendency of human beings to rebel, to do things their way, not God's way. And it is this damaged relationship which had distanced the people from God which Jesus came into the world to heal. In the Gospel, we read of Jesus talking with people about the presence of evil and sin in the world. People make wrong choices and allow evil into the world when they act out of self-interest, when they allow their prejudices and bigotries to control their actions. The evil of sin enters the world when the great human family disunites into different factions, different tribes, different nationalities, which turn against each other. If a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand, says the Lord. It is when the great human family the world over is united in love that the great house of humanity is at its strongest. God sent his only Son into the world because he so loved the world. In his death and resurrection, Jesus healed the fractured relationship between God and his people, reconciling us to God on the cross. Jesus made it possible for us to know again the love and the deep sense of peace which only God can give, and made it possible for us to live our lives fully in the light of God's love. Jesus recognizes that we are still not perfect and that we will still make mistakes. But he reassures us, people will be forgiven for their sins, and whatever blasphemies they utter, if we place our faith and trust in him. We are his brothers and sisters and mother if we do the will of God. Never again will we be separated from him or his love. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the church throughout the world, for the leaders of the church, among them Mary, our bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area. May your church be a beacon of light and hope to the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, among them the people of the Ukraine, Israel and Gaza, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering from famine or drought. May there be peace where there is conflict, and reconciliation where there is division. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable among us. May we live as faithful disciples, bringing hope to those in need around us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and the isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed, for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them, Lord, and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father, as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you, a peace the world cannot give. This is my gift to you. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love." Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have willed that the gate of mercy should stand open for those who trust in you. Look upon us with your favour, that we who follow the path of your will may never wander from the way of life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Just before our final blessing and our hymn this morning, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gelligere, for our service of home worship. Really lovely to have you with us. And I wish you all a very safe, peaceful, happy week to come. And I hope very much that you will be able to join us once again for another service of home worship next Sunday morning. The Lord be with you. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.